State senators are deciding whether to issue a subpoena to the president of Mount Ida College, who refused to appear at a hearing yesterday about the collapse of the school. Mount Ida was represented only by its board chair, who offered some new revelations about how the school's finances went awry. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The college started with decades of deferred maintenance.
There had been safety issues, accessibility deficiencies, non-functioning building systems, leaks, and general deterioration.
Board Chair Carmen Reese explained how it had gotten to a point where the Newton College could no longer put off maintenance.
And demonstrating that urgency, a city order closed a dormitory for correction of safety issues. We had to put 300 students in a hotel.
And then something happened with the class that entered in 2012. Reese said half of them never came back for sophomore year.
The revenue drop from losing half of the class of 2012 remained a significant problem for a small tuition-dependent college with little endowment to draw upon, and these losses persisted and grew for the 3 years that that class progressed through to graduation in 2016.
Had Mount Ida not received an $8 million donation and a bridge loan for a sale of land in 2016, it might not have survived until this year. The college contemplated mergers with several colleges, including LaSalle College. When that fell through, Reese said, the only alternative to bankruptcy became a sale of the campus to UMass Amherst. The chancellor of UMass Amherst, Kumbal Subbaswamy, announced that UMass intends to continue one Mount Ida program, the veterinary tech program, even after all the Mount Ida students graduate. UMass president Marty Meehan pushed back against the idea that the university is somehow to blame for Mount Ida's demise.
The notion that UMass had anything to do with Mount Ida closing is just unacceptable.
Mount Ida says 92% of its students, 1,074 out of 1,164, have a program they can get into that would be run by UMass, Cape Cod Community College, or Regis College. But students who testified painted a bleaker picture. For example, the Attorney General's office says UMass Dartmouth has agreed to continue the program in interior architecture and design for Mount Ida students. But Bridget Horrigan, who was to be a freshman in the program this fall, says that's not what she's been hearing from UMass Dartmouth.
I have received multiple emails from UMass Dartmouth stating that my major does not align with any of their academic programs and I should start searching for other schools.
Horrigan said as recently as her college tour in October, Mount Ida was talking of new buildings. She and other students expressed frustration that the college never let on how much trouble it was in. But Reese said that would have accelerated Mount Ida's demise.
You will see that we are not alone and that there are many small colleges that have difficult financial situations. And all of them are making the same public disclosures that we made, and none of them is putting a banner on their website that says, watch out, we're on the edge.
Reese said Mount Ida's financial statements were there for everyone to see. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.